Welcome, everybody. We are here today, March 1st, 2011, talking about planetary energies that are going to affect us for a very long time, a number of years, the outer planets, and what's happening and what the kind of mega effects of this time period are. I really have been thinking a lot and having many experiences daily about the energies that are happening on the planet. And as I was sort of contemplating what's happening on the planet, the word that has been coming to me, one of the words, is uprising. And I realized that I really like that word. I like that word, uprising. It can be turmoil. It can be people overthrowing the governments in the Middle East, as we've been seeing. But really the bigger meaning of this word for me is that the energy of the mother, the energy of the Kundalini, the energy of Mother Earth, of Gaia, of the ascension energy, is rising up from the planet and coming into every person that's on the planet. And it's coming, every person is in some way or the other reacting to or experiencing or moving with or not moving with, but and in some way is affected by the energy that is rising up from Gaia, the planet herself, and it's being activated by the frequencies that as we've talked about, moving from the center of the galaxy, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, our central sun. So these beams, these transmissions that are coming through are moving in sync, like the male and the female polarities, like undulations, like birth, like giving birth to these ascension frequencies. So uprising, yes, the Kundalini is rising up. And the mother energies, the Piscean energies, the Aquarian Age energies, the 2012 energies, whatever label name we want to put on it, these frequencies, these energies, are energies that are felt in the body. This is a major distinction that we have, because the age, the last 26,000 years cycle was also called the Age of Capricorn, which is structures, banks, institutions, external authority, being told what to do. So as we feel these energies in our bodies and come back into a feeling state, we don't want other people outside of us to tell us what to do that doesn't make us feel good, whether it's lies or corruption or killing animals or oil spills or whatever it is. As people come back into a feeling state connected with their own feelings and their own bodies, people want to feel good and they want to feel free and they want to feel free to let this energy flow through their bodies and move in a way that is right for them to move. So the oppression, the destruction that's been going on in the planet is all being noticed. It's all, people are waking up to the fact of what's been going on for a very long time. So it's a very intense period of time on the planet for everybody in a body. And everybody that is here in a physical body on this time has a mission, has a soul mission. And this Piscean energy that we're in right now, and I'll talk about the progression of Pisces in a minute. Pisces is the 12th house, so Pisces is the spiritual energy, getting connected with spirit, getting connected with your soul. And everybody's soul, everybody's spirit came here onto the planet at this time with the mission. So this is the time to feel and get connected with in our bodies. What is our mission now from this time period forward? What is going to bring me, what is going to allow this energy, this ascension, this uprising energy to move freely into my mission? And if something outside of us is stopping us, we will rebel against that, whether it's a government or a relationship or past emotional feelings that we feel have inhibited us. whatever is keeping us stuck will come up to the surface to be released. And I myself, the other day, had a vision, a Kundalini experience, where I started feeling really stuck, and I wasn't able to move forward in reconnecting with something that I want to do, something that I feel is part of my mission. And I was feeling all these feelings, and there was emotions about deep from my subconscious that I wasn't even aware that I still had. But they were there, and they were there. And then I started actually meditating on a picture of Durga, which is the Divine Mother, and she rides on the tiger, and the tiger represents the unconscious emotions, and the idea is for us to be riding the wave of our own energy and not be, you know, as opposed to having the tiger attack us or something. So I was actually meditating on a picture of Durga when these emotions came up, and I was aware that I really needed to be riding the tiger of my own emotions, and Durga and I had to put me in my place, put me back on the tiger rather than having these unconscious energies tie me down and stop me. And I had to basically ride through the wave of these emotions that had stopped me in the past, these things that had oppressed me in the past, so I could move forward. So this is really a time of hopping on Durga's tiger and riding with her. And what the Divine Mother told me is I literally felt this Kundalini activation in my body very, very strongly. It just moved me into this place of power in my body. I felt so great. I felt good. I'm in my body. Now I can move forward, which is what is needed. At this time, we need to be in our bodies, in our power, and that has to do with feeling our feelings and what it is, and that's the fuel that will move us forward into our mission. So this time of Pisces, this time of reconnecting with spirit, reconnecting with our soul, is the time to reconnect us with our own mission, why we're here on the planet in a body at this time, and what's going to move us forward, get back on the tiger of our own power, so we're, you know, all four of our paws are connected to the earth and connected to these high frequencies that Gaia is trying to burst through every person on the planet. And some people are especially here to surrogate for Gaia and hold that bigger frequency of the mother energy for others to burst through and burst in. So whatever, you know, our particular mission, and I know that the people on this call are pretty much like surrogates for Gaia. we're holding this, we're archetypes for this energy, this high frequency Gaia ascension energy, so that others that are around us can calibrate from that and can be also lifted up and freed of what's holding them back. And so as I was moving more and more into this Kundalini Durga mother energy, the mother started speaking to me and saying, you know, it's a time to really trust your feelings, trust your body, trust where your next step on your path is, and it may take you into new places, unfamiliar places, but it's going to be good. It's going to be a good feeling. And as a matter of fact, what Durga was telling me is that most people, she was saying, most women have been literally birthed into the matrix of the patriarchy. So they don't even know what it's like to be really birthed into a supportive environment to really experience this feminine, this ascended, this nurturing mother, this in balance with nature energy, this higher frequency attunement energy. So she was saying this is the time to move forward and allow yourself to be rebirthed into the mother energy, to be rebirthed into this higher frequency. And it was just a really, really powerful vision that reset my vibration. It recalibrated me, and it shifted me into and leaped me forward into, okay, now I'm ready to leap into the next piece of my mission. I'm ready to leap into what may be unknown, but I know it's going to be a good place. I know it's going to be a better place. As opposed to a lot of the Piscean thinking and fears where we're told, you know, we have to do this, we have to do that, and we're trained to be afraid. When we get really reconnected with our own innocence and our own power, it's not a fearful place, it's a joyful place. So it was about reconnecting and opening up with my own joy and my own heart. And so this time of Pisces and this Chiron and Pisces that we've been talking about, as we open up to our own heart, our own self, the mother energy, the ascension energy, these good feelings in our bodies, and we're able to move forward connected with Durga, connected with the ascension energies, and we walk together. It's 2011, the 11 year, 1-1, walking with the Master, walking in mastery. The beginning of the soul's journey is 1 in numerology. The last number is 11. So when you get to the 11, you're walking with spirit, you're walking with your own soul, you're walking with your own destiny, and you're able to actually reach your destination. So this is a shift into the next step in our soul's journey, into the reason we're here. And right now, in the year 2011 and beyond, this is the most important calibration that anybody can make, is to listen to what is the next step in my soul's journey. What is the next piece in my blueprint? I'm here for a reason. And what is that reason? And that reason why you're here at this time is more important than somebody out there telling you what to do, because that's the only thing that's really going to bring satisfaction. And Pisces can be a time of really, with the Neptune energy, just floating around in illusion or floating around in fantasy or romantic love or however that might have shown up in the culture. But the real satisfaction is really saying, why is my soul here? And as I feel these feelings and get connected to my own soul and the feeling of my own soul in my body, I can move forward in my power and take the next step in my blueprint of why I'm here on the planet at this time. And, you know, whatever that is, maybe if you're in the Middle East, it means that you're standing up to the oppressive governments. Or maybe it means that, for me, the last few couple weeks, I've actually gone to kind of a dance jam, and I've just been wanting to move my body more, and I've been dancing with other people, literally. So maybe it means that you're just moving your body more. Maybe it means you go to Hawaii and hang out with Pele and get connected with that energy. But it's about moving into what is going to activate you. And then as you're activated, then that, and activated and ascended into that frequency, then that's going to be a ripple effect. So maybe it's chanting the Adi Shakti mantra. Maybe it's being with a group of women friends and chanting the mantra. It could be anything. But the whole purpose of this time period is the inner satisfaction is only going to come from feeling in your body what your next step in, what activates you, what moves you forward. And your outer circumstances may change. The outer circumstances may look different. They're all the illusion of what was around us that's real and not real is going to be shown. And by real, we mean something that's actually an experience of love. Since we are created from love, and the currency of the universe is love, that's reality. So when we can feel our hearts open and we can feel that we're moving in the current of love, and that love is radiating from us, and we're moving with the current of love, with the love from the Mother, the love from the Divine, and we can feel that and we're moving in sync with that, then that's the currency that we're moving into. This is really a time of moving on the planet. I think somebody needs to star 6 because I'm hearing some static. Okay, thank you. The current on the planet, the currency on planet Earth has been oil. That's been the currency. But with the disruption in the Middle East, the oil-producing countries, and the price of gasoline going up, we're forced to question what currency, what do we want the currency of the planet to be? So the currency is the current. So we want to move into the sound current. We want to move into the blessing. We want to move from the standard currency of the planet being oil to being love, and that's the big transition that we're making right now. And I heard a lady talk on the radio the other night about planting gardens. That was her whole show, and they'd moved from a lifestyle of making a lot of money, being in real estate, and they just got the message, hey, we need to be close to the land, we need to have gardens, and we need to grow our own food, we need to be self-sufficient. And they didn't know anything about it. She said they had a lot of challenges and disappointments and failures, but she's really empowered to learn how to garden and learn how to be more self-sufficient and to share the knowledge with others. So for her, that was an example of moving from identifying with and believing in the fact that if they just kept making money, that was really going to sustain them. So they really gave up that currency of that identification to saying, what is more in tune for us right now? What is more sustaining for us? So that's really the question that this time period brings. And this will be the question that people need to ask and move into. What really sustains us? Is it really oil, you know? Is it that we need to be closer to Mother Earth? So as we move into this time, it's a time to revalue, to reassess where our values really are. And as we learn more, like, yes, we do value Mother Earth. We do value being in sync with the mother. We do value being able to sprout some sprouts in our apartment if that's where it begins, or eating lighter food, or however that shows up. Everything is up for reevaluation. That's where we are right now. And we have, in terms of planetary activity, we do have slow-moving planets. And we have these slow-moving outer planets. So how are those showing up? How are those happening as we go through this change of time? So we have February 18th until March 20th, we have the Sun in Pisces, and March 11th, which is coming right up, we have Uranus moves into Aries for 8 years. So that's what I'm saying. We're getting these outer planets that have a long influence. So Uranus is the planet of change. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. And we've got it in Aries for 8 years until March 6, 2019. So Aries is, you know, Mars, fire, getting things going. So it'll be a time of, again, uprising, I think would be the word, new activities, new possibilities. But it could be a very fiery time, as we see. April 4th, we have Neptune in Pisces for 14 years until April 2025. So this is new dreams. It could be, you know, illusions. So again, we have to figure out what's real, what we feel in our body, and how we're going to move through all these new energies. And how we're going to move through all these new energies is getting connected to what we feel and getting connected to why we're here and what our purpose is on the planet at this time and what current we're going to be riding. And that's going to be the questions during this time. And so we just look and we say, how can we move from this 26,000 year cycle of Capricorn? How can we move into this new freedom? What's liberating for us, and what's taking us into our connection with spirit? What liberates us into the oneness of Pisces, into the 12th house? What liberates us into that ecstatic connection so that we keep opening up and feeling better and better in our body? That's the question that we're really working with right now. How do we, as Mother Earth cleanses herself, how do we prepare ourselves for this ascension process? And how do we hold the hands of each other and work together and move into this together and move into the community of oneness that Pisces presents to us. And that is what we're working with today. So now we're going to hold the vision of this oneness and have the intention to really feel the blueprint of your soul's purpose during this next phase, this next outer planet phase, 2011 and beyond. So as you move your hands into the mudra of the cup of prayer, imagine that you're holding your vision, which your soul knows, your vision of what's next for you. And you're just going to feel those good feelings in your body and know that you're going to move forward in your power, in your vision, in your purpose for being on the planet. And that's your core, that's your center. And anything that doesn't support you in moving forward in that vision, anything that's an illusion, is just going to easily fall away. And then all the support for you and the community and our connections is going to come into balance to support you. So Durga is, you're going to be riding Durga's tiger. It's going to be your tiger. So we're all going to be Durgas riding our tigers with power, our four paws on the ground, into for a wonderful ride as we move forward with Mother Earth during these really wonderful, exciting, and changing, energetic times.
Thank you.
and hold your vision, and exhale, let the breath come into all of your four paws of your tiger, as you just totally feel yourself riding your tiger into the passion of your destiny, and just totally enjoying the journey, and relaxing and slowly coming back. That was beautiful. Hello, all you tiger riders out there. Didn't that feel like riding a tiger? Ah, I liked it. Anybody like to share what they're feeling or what they experienced?
Green?
Yes.
Hey, Tweed.
Hi.
It was beautiful. It told me why I came here for. I came here to master the light. My hands were all light. My mudra became all light in the form of my hand, but it was all light. It wasn't any more hands.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm thinking, wow, we're so crazy. We are light people, and we came here to master the light. What are we fussing about?
Yeah, that's so beautiful, right?
It was beautiful. This meditation is beautiful.
Mm, I totally feel that. Thank you. I'm feeling the trails of light. Anybody else have anything they would like to share? Anything? I think everybody else rode off, rode their tigers off into the woods, and they're having too good of a time. They don't want to talk to
us. I'm here.
That's okay. It's all fine.
I'm here. I just felt just a sense of peace come over me.
Good.
Felt warm.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you, Tesh Preet. Good. Okay, well, I want everybody, if you want, just play with your Durga energy this week and riding your tiger, and let us all know how that goes for you. That would be something to play with if you choose. That'd be fun to play with and share about. What do you goddesses think?
I'm excited about it. I think I've already started that, but I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, good, great, good. Okay, well, we will be here next week. Durga will be riding her tiger in full force, riding her tiger into this call next week, March 8th. And we'll look forward to gathering the power and riding into the light.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. I like that intention, too. That's good, huh? Riding her tiger into the light.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good intention, good vision. Now take a deep breath in.
Good luck to you with the surgery tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you riding your tiger into the light and emerging just full of light and healing instantly.
Exactly.
She probably got disconnected. Okay, everybody. So we will connect next week then. So have fun on your tiger journey this week.
Okay.
And we'll talk soon. Sanam. Sanam. Bye.